Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
I want to speak to you briefly a message entitled Healing for the Families. Healing for the families.
I
want to turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 10, verse 35 to 40. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto Jesus, saying, Master, we will that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire.
Now, James, nene brother by Yesu, what shall say?
And he said unto them, What will he that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of? And be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of. And with the baptism that I'm baptized, without shall you be baptized.
Now, one must see Jesus say, You, ye bet to me. Now, Jesus catch ya, one must say, A super, ya de bomb in mube bobby. Sarah soon a crew, I'm in no man, and mube do manubi.
To sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give.
Now, some of it to me, Benkuma, and I'm in if I'm in a mename de bema.
But it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared.
Now, one of my yes, yes, ama woman, a binya.
Father, anoint your word and bless us and bring Jesus healing to our family. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, a good many times when the devil decides to attack individuals and the family, it's not because of the individuals per se, but he's trying to get at God.
You see,
because when God created man in his own image, Satan did not like it, or Lucifer did not like it. Apparently, the other archangels were okay, but Lucifer was particularly not happy with the whole idea. So after his rebellion, he sought to attack the people that God has made in his own image. So what I'm going to be sharing with you is about basically three types of families and the healing that they need. These family types are not normal, and they are not normal because Satan wants to get at God who created the whole concept of the family. The first type of family I want to bring to your attention, I call the harassed family. These are families that are constantly harassed by the devil, young as the family is. Such families have never known comfort all throughout their existence. Things are either too hot for them or it's too cold for them. That was a case with a certain man and his son, a lunatic, and he brought the son to the disciples to deal with the situation. But they could not help that particular young man. And I want you to know that that son stood for his family, because he was going to carry the name of the family. So what was wrong with the son was invariably you can infer that it was something that was wrong with the family. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
So I'm giving you three cases of sons who had issues and how Jesus dealt with each of them.
Na papa ni baba me e yo bi anu obetumi afa papa ni bani din e di ato aso odi bi ato ne ma enu ti wo bon sam de nsa kan sa abofrei na me basa wuti ase se ebusue bi ani ade ewo mu a e wo si wo nyame sa yare e wo si wo nyame sa na me no beche sa nyo me mi ansa e wo nyame asem.
So Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James and John, and in Matthew chapter 17 verse 15 the man spoke to the Lord.
Na Yesu ni nasuafo ni bisane fibepo no so anu omoba. Na sa papa ya ne bayi abodami oko Yesu nchen.
He said, "Lord, have mercy on my son."
O si erade hu me bayi mabo.
Tonight God is going to show mercy on your family.
Amen. And ana ji o nyame babo hu abusu mabo.
Because he's a merciful God.
O yo nyame o ye ehumo bo nyame.
And he will not allow your family to be harassed as it were, as it is, and as it shall be.
Hallelujah.
It shall never
continue.
Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed.
Wasi aradi humi be mabo. Esa sa me bob mi be wa bodam pa wa bodam.
For oftentimes he falls into the fire and oftentimes into the water. There are families, if they are not in hot waters, they are in very cold waters. Sometimes things are so, the temperature of the family is so high that everybody is angry with everyone else because things are very hot. The financial fever, emotional fever, everything is high. Everything is high. If it's not high, it's so low that they keep to themselves. They are withdrawn. You can see that they are not normal. They don't relate with people in a normal way. And this was the case of the boy. The devil will put him into fire and then he will put him into water. And it was so often that the man sought help for his son who was going to carry the family name.
Hallelujah. Now, Abu Shabu, se osu baby e ba wo mabusu anma e yo si anu odin se yo hia ohia na anu odin se ya tete anu odin edu baby so a e ba ne se obi anche na obi abu ofo asumdwe ni fie ho e ba ne se enoma so e ya dojojo a edu from obi anka so obi ahu na obi a se ne kona edu ti bi bia e ba to mu bia e wo echire sa na na papa ni ba na sitana ni te e ba e wo se odi ni di e ma ne nananom ne nananom na na busu atre no edu baby a no bu sam de na to jem edu baby so no de na to nsom.
It was a vexing spirit and it vexed the boy Saul. To vex means to worry. It means to
annoy.
It means to bring trouble to the person. It means to bring distress to the person. It means to bring agitation to the person. So there was a spirit that was following the boy. Medically, it appeared like epilepsy. But the way Jesus dealt with it made us to know that it was not just epilepsy. It was an evil spirit that had gotten on the case of the boy.
So
there are families that are vexed. They are always in trouble. They are always distressed. They are always angry. They are always annoyed. They are always worried. They are a harassed family.
But
when Jesus came on the scene, the tables were about to turn. I said the tables were about to turn. So Jesus says, how often or how long has this case been with the boy?
Since
he was a child. Since you got married, your family has been going through harassment. The very day you got married, there was annoyance between you and your wife. Agitation between you and your wife. Trouble between you and your wife. Now the children have come on the seat and they have joined in the battle between mommy and daddy. Jesus turned to the boy and he demanded the release of the boy. Tonight the Spirit of God is here to set your family free. If your family has been under harassment, tonight everything
ceases. Amen.
So we'll be praying for harassed families tonight. Then there's a second kind of family I want to talk about. The paralyzed family. Matthew chapter 9 verse 2. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy. Lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. He called him son. He called him son. This was a man representing his family. He couldn't go, he couldn't come. He couldn't move, he was lying on a bed. Maybe that is the condition of a family represented here. The family is just existing, it can't go, it can't come, it is just stagnant. But tonight we have come to offer you help.
Hallelujah!
Because this man had friends who carried him to where Jesus was. We surround all paralyzed families with the strength of God. We surround you with the strength of God. And we break the paralysis over your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Is the volume not high? Is it not high? Is it high? Yeah, bring it down. It doesn't make me enjoy talking. See? So, when Jesus saw this paralyzed family and he saw their faith, Jesus turned to the man and he said, son, son, son. In other words, he was telling the guy that I have adopted you as my child.
Hallelujah.
And things are going to change with you from today.
Jesus' name. And it is who one no Yesu meba. Yesu of ba. And meba
sometimes, like even among us tonight, there are some of the families here that are stronger than others. But we have come to carry all the weak families tonight together.
Hallelujah.
He called him son. He adopted him as his son. That meant that what Jesus carried for his family was not going to be the possession of this paralyzed family.
Hallelujah. Not just say, Adana Yesu Ekuta, say, Oya Onu Yesu Diano, or the Baba Massa Ebusia Ebubi.
He called him son.
Ofrano Oba.
He called him son.
Ofrano Oba.
Do you know what it means? It meant that his heritage had changed altogether. Sometimes when you realize that your family is very weak,
so who was a Wabusiana Emra?
Get yourself attached to a stronger family. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And some of you, the families you belong to, you cannot even identify the families. The Bible says that those who are weak must not be left to stay weak, but those who are strong must carry and bear with the infirmities of the weak.
Bible say one man one more go no and we say e ja wa mmo boto kra and we say bo wa mu na wo mutu mi sorry.
I remember a lady that I prayed for many years ago. In a church that I went to speak on seven things every family must know.
At
the end of the service, I began to pray for the families represented
there.
It was a very awesome time. Now, this lady, when she went to sleep, was visited by the spirits in her family. They said, why did you go for prayer? Tonight, God is going to relieve you because of our
Amen.
Prayer for you. I said, God is going to release you.
Amen.
And the spirits are going to ask, why did you go for prayer?
Yes. If you are by phone, baby, I say, hey, why not catch you? So, because I revive you. Why not catch you? One baby.
They began to fight with her. They fought with her and they tore her nightgown. She took the nightgown to the church, and as part of her testimony, she showed them. They said it was not physical, it was spiritual, but these are the physical manifestations. See, when I heard this testimony, it was very strange to me. Very, very strange. But by my own experience, I've realized that your doors can be locked. You may be sleeping alone and some beings can come into the room.
Now, I see a baba you are now. And if you are four by and soon sumu dian su, omane no kwenye tete na ta ya no adeda. And it was the bedjian so adem was a moshe. And kwafone ba soon sumu so omadom wedi ewa hunamweni. Ube tumi a tutu upum, eden kreme bebre cho wesia. And so kwafone omusu omoba, ha.
One night I was sleeping on my bed. We had come for a prayer meeting on Tuesday. After everything, when I lied on the bed, spirits passed through. They passed through the door. And I knew immediately where the spirit had come from, why it had come. And when it came, it bounced off my body. It shook a bed and it went through the window. Don't ask me how I know that.
So for si be mi san nsem bi nemo ebibi ya ba bom pa ye wiye no wo ko afi a wo ko dam pa so no ene nkro fu bi pom ho asem ne dan na watum no mu fe mu shup ene o mu wo som pa no ene ne no se du pie ye a enfide to kro na bam okoy.
I want you to know that the spirit world is very real. And by the way, I have taught you other things about family. And those things must not be thrown away. Those things must be taken and this must be added on to it. So there are things you will, for your family to be healed there, there are things you must learn from other families. Get close to another family and then Bluetooth what they have.
Well, see, for who bought a baby? Now, so what damn if you did this house, Sibia, and I had the chin your mafia phone, Sua. Why, yeah, Nimia, I have for Bukono what to be.
Do you know what it means to Bluetooth?
Only my dear friend, a Bluetooth.
Say you have music on one person's phone, and you want the music. She turns her Bluetooth on, you turn your Bluetooth on, you synchronize the two phones, and then you can copy and send music to you. But you see, for the Bluetooth to work, you need to be close to the gadget in a certain manner. That's what I'm saying, that when you realize that your family is weak, relocate. It doesn't mean deny your family, but determine to get close to a stronger family and Bluetooth what they have.
Say you can Bluetooth or win a smartphone and you can want to see. Ukra 3310 want to see. And what damn phone you have been moving? And you say Obisu or Bluetooth Nibia. Now open your own phone. So when me and the way me and the now I burn a kakra. After pre processing. Now and you